Begin the current daf. Sech the Shabbos daf kuf chaf. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin to taste the masal. It begins words of the Gemara. Idibi bala kapel. Actually, both of them are talking about when we're coming to take more than one basket over here. Which says, I'm going to explain that according to Rabbi Abba, when you're taking out to another chatzir, even if you quote unquote bala hatzel, you still can't save more than three sudas worth. And that is because Tesis is discussing regarding the loch of the Mishnah that someone saving from a house that there's a fire, you can save a basket full of many loaves of bread, even if there's 100 meals worth. And the Gemara asked, wait a second, the previous Mishnah said you can only save 3 meals worth. So the first answer the Gemara gave, that of Rav Huna, difference between Lahatzel, which is one time, one basket, even the 100 sudas you could save, and Lekapel, which is gathering many baskets together, that's going to be a problem of taking more than 3 meals worth. Now, Rav Baba Bar Zavda, Marav, he gave a different answer. He says, actually, both of them are talking about quote-unquote Lekapel. The difference is, if you're going to that Chatzir, that's where the fire was then, like our Mishnah says, giving the 100 sudas, or to a different chatzur, that's where our previous Mishnah had said you could only do up until 3 meals worth. Now, on that day, he comes to tell us that Pirsha of Paris, he says that this is Rabbi Bazab, that says that the two Mishnahs are talking about the Lekapil, as a taste of masal is going on, which that means to say, I know, a fillable Lekapil, meaning even if he's taking more than one basket, he could still take out to that chatzur that the house is, has the fire, 100 mils worth. But it's not his intent to say that the Mishnah is talking about specifically bola kapel. And the inference would then be, but if you have a bola hatzel, which then you're taking it all in one basket, then you could take it even to a different chatzel more than 3 mils worth. So it's no, because it's a lamba, ain't chilik bin la kapel bin la hatzel. The chiddush of his opinion is that there's no difference really between taking many baskets or taking one basket. Because even if you're coming to save, meaning one basket, but it's a different courtyard, you're still not allowed to do more than 3 meals worth. Because as Taisa says, because it doesn't seem to say that if you're doing it to save, meaning with one basket, it's permitted for 100 meals with even if it's a different courtyard, Gamla Rababa, also according to Rababa. Says Taisa, no, if that would be the case, then he should have explained the halacha of the Mishnah. That that actually both Mishnah is the previous one that says you can save only 3 meals in this Mishnah, you can save even 100 meals, is Bechatza Acheres. He could say, okay, they're both talking about a different courtyard, and how do we resolve the contradiction? Become Bula Kapel, because the previous Mishnah is talking about when you're going to eat Bula Kapel, and therefore it's only 3 meals. Become Bula Hatzah, here it's coming to save, and that, yeah, even though it's a different courtyard, but when you're coming to save, it could be even more than three meals worth. The fact that Baba doesn't say that, rather he differentiates between this courtyard and a different courtyard, obviously, that it doesn't make a difference to him if it's being lahatzel or lakapel. Everything just depends. If it's to that courtyard, then it's even 100 meals worth. But a different courtyard, again, even if it's lahatzel, you cannot take out more than 3 meals worth. The next says the master begins words of the Gemara. Nice and my mitzadze. You put water on this side. So it's going to explain, actually, not necessarily could you put water on the other end of the talus. Rather, it means near the talus, because the Gemara brought a teaching of Rambam the Rav that if you have a jacket, a talus, there's a fire on it on one side, you can put water on the other side, and when the fire reaches over there, it's going to extinguish, and that's okay, and there's no problem, because it's only ground keeping. Taisa actually brings a Pirush Rashbam, the Rashbam explains, Lav Davka la talus. It's not really precisely that you can actually put water on the other side of the talus, because the Kaimlum Pegdam Chatz, the Gemara actually tells us in Zvachim, Dav Tzavik Dal on the base, that the bebeged by a garment, Shriyasi Zeu Kibusai, the soaking of the garment in water is actually considered laundering, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't actually put water simply because you can't put water on the garment. Well, Elba said, Perikshim and the Shrots, and Perashi, but Tais says, actually, he explains this in previous Nefkof Yadav Manal. Tais actually writes that Shriyos Zeh Kibusa is only by a dirty garment. When you're putting water on it, but a clean garment, actually not a problem. So based on that, actually, you would be able to put water on the talus. And there wouldn't be any problem about laundry. But the Rashbam, however, holds in all situations for us in Kibusei, since it's trying to say that based on the Rashbam, you have to say it doesn't really mean on the other end of the garment, but rather on the other end, meaning right near the garment, but not actually on the garment itself.